Ask a CEO what percentage of their workforce's capacity converts to actual output. They will say 70 to 80%. The real number is closer to 16%. The gap is not laziness. It is overhead that nobody measures because it is invisible. The 6.3x multiplier. Think of a knowledge worker's day. They arrive with 8 hours. Here is where those hours actually go. Coordination tax, meetings to align on what to do, who does it, and when. Status updates, stand-ups, syncs. The average knowledge worker spends 35% of their time in meetings. Context switching cost, moving between tasks, tools, and threads. Each switch has a cognitive restart penalty in a 15 to 25 minutes. An average worker switches context 300 plus times per day. Async friction, waiting for replies, writing emails that could have been decisions. Clarifying what was already said in a different channel. Cognitive load, keeping track of open threads, pending decisions, unread messages. The mental overhead of knowing 47 things need your attention, but only 3 can have it right now. Recovery time, the energy depletion from all of the above. By 3 p.m., most knowledge workers are running on fumes. The last 2 hours of the day produce a fraction of what the first two did. Add these up. If a worker has 8 hours and meetings take 2.8, context switching takes 1.5, async friction takes 1, cognitive overhead takes 0.5, and energy depletion degrades the remaining hours by 40%. The actual productive output is about 1.3 hours. That is 16% of theoretical capacity. The multiplier between what you think you are getting and what you are actually getting is 6.3x. Why this matters for AI transformation? Most AI transformation programs focus on making tasks faster. A copilot that writes emails 3x faster saves 20 minutes per day. But if the real problem is that the worker spends 2.8 hours in meetings, those 20 minutes are a rounding error. The Human Ether Index measures the invisible overhead. It tells you where the real capacity is trapped. In most organizations, the biggest gains come from reducing coordination tax and context switching, not from making individual tasks faster. This connects directly to the OMI. Organizations with low process metabolism scores tend to have high human ether. Their workflows generate enormous coordination overhead because the processes themselves were designed before AI and before async work. Redesigning the workflow, not just adding AI to it, is how you reclaim the 6.3x. The 5 dimensions of ether. The Human Ether Index measures overhead across 5 dimensions. Coordination tax, meetings, alignment, status reporting, context switching cost, tool fragmentation, thread juggling, asynchronous communication friction, email, chat, waiting, cognitive load management, open loops, notification pressure, recovery time and energy depletion, afternoon fade, decision fatigue. Your organization has a different ether profile than every other. Some are meeting heavy, some are tool fragmented, some are notification drowned. The HEI tells you which overhead is eating your capacity, so you know where to cut.